This is Dr. Suraj Jignawaz with a report on patient Wen Truong, T-R-U-O-N-G. Date of birth 11/27/1972, and he can pursue history of colon polyp. There was a large colonic polyp removed in November 2021 and was marked in tattooing. So patients coming back for the surveillance colonoscopy because of that polyp to look at area and if there's any polyp rest of the colon. The patient was given back to the care given to Dr. Raj, patient with blood pressure, pressure, cardiac, and upper pressure colonoscopy, instrumental and pressure colonoscopy, pressure, and plugs, and up to a patient, patient, blood pressure, and chief, is covered rectum, and trisigma, and standing colon, bad pressure, and colon, bad pressure, which is new, so I can take picture, patient, and adequate repair of colon, coming out at the rectal sigmoid area, where the polyp was removed in the past, and distal sigmoid area, polyp was removed in the past. I see the tattooing there. Did not see evidence of recurrent colon polyp. No evidence of any nodule or any scarring in that area. Three unremarkable rest of the colon, no polyps were noticed. Square rectum, retroversion, trauma, and bleeding system. There was a pressure of a complex colonoscopy sequel. Number two, adequate prep. Number three, no evidence of recurrent colon polyp. The polyp, large polyp, which was removed and passed in November 2021. That area was seen by the tattooing was done at that time. At the tattooing area, the tattooed marked area was seen clear. Clearly, no evidence of any recurrent colon polyp, no scarring, no nodularity noted. Colonoscopy negative for any surveillance colonoscopy. Number four, hemorrhage definition. Advice using high volume water. The stool sovereign was a certain 5% preparation mission for therapy colonoscopy in 3 years following tooth and nutrition. Please send the cavity patient primary care provider. And copy to Dr. Bottom study. Their procedure would just. January 5th on 23rd, patient obstacle for sure, no complication. Thanks.